Every scholarship family needs a recruiting framework. Here's how to build yours. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 174. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach, author, speaker, of course, podcaster, and I help athletes like you, parents like you, achieve your athletic scholarship dream. I'm the CEO of Recruit Me and an author of the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents, and it's available on Amazon. This podcast is the longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships, and it's 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and I give you takeaways you can use immediately. Hey, congratulations. You made it through Cyber Monday. You made it through Black Friday. What a weekend, right? And if you're still on my mailing list, if you didn't unsubscribe, then it was a test. It was a test to see if you're really serious about this thing and you'd put up with me just to get the information I have for you each week here. And so thank you for hanging on. I'm looking forward to really making these last 4 weeks of the year count. And thank you to those who are new Recruit Me families. Appreciate that. Those who purchased Recruit Me and Recruit Me Plus. So welcome aboard. And those who have been around for a while and have been using Recruit Me, I am grateful for you. And I hope that what you've learned in the system has made a difference in your life and in your recruiting experience. Remember, if you have questions along the way, go ahead and email me at john@recruitme.com. I am really excited about where we're going here in December. In the next five episodes, including this one, we're going to talk about a recruiting framework. And as I mentioned at the outset, every scholarship family needs a recruiting framework, and I'm going to teach you how to build yours. So what in the world is a recruiting framework, and why do I need one? That's a very good question. I know you were ready to ask that, so I thought I'd ask it. A recruiting framework is, well, imagine a picture, all right? You got a picture hanging on the wall. If there's no frame around it, it kind of looks weird. I mean, things on the wall without a frame don't look as good, don't look as right as those with a frame. So that's kind of what I'm getting at here. I'm talking about those four sides of a frame that you will be able to place your recruiting experience in, your recruiting campaign. Everything you do in recruiting can fall within the boundaries of this framework. And as I go through this, we're going to introduce it today, and then the next 4 weeks, we'll talk about each aspect of the framework, I guess one leg, one piece of the frame. But you got to get in your mind, if you don't think you need it, then, you know, why do it? You won't pursue it. And, you know, why do we need these, I guess you could call them even boundaries for recruiting that we set on ourselves? These are ones that you set on yourselves as a family, not what somebody imposes on you. And the reason that you need a framework, there's several reasons. Well, it keeps you inside the court to compete. You understand what that's all about here in basketball season. Another way of putting it, it keeps you on course. You stay on course when you have a framework. Things happen within these four sides of the frame they're going to talk to you about. If you stay in there, you got a much better chance of getting that athletic scholarship. Another thing about the framework, it keeps you accountable. You got to have accountability. This is just like competing in your sport. There's got to be some accountability there, and you'll see why the framework gives you accountability. Another thing a framework does, it forces you to focus. Forces you to focus. There's no wandering around, and you can wander around in this whole recruiting thing, zigzag across the field, wondering if you're ever going to make it to the goal line. Well, there's no wandering when you institute the recruiting framework I'll be talking to you about. It increases your intensity. That goes along with focusing and not wandering. It increases your intensity because you know what your boundaries are. You know, you have definition in this recruiting game. And that's one thing many people miss is definition. They really don't know what to do. When I share the step-by-step system, the light goes on for people. And they understand that, but they still wander outside the frame. They lose their intensity over time. And if you come back stay within the frame, in the framework, then your intensity will increase and you won't find yourself getting bored, kind of losing focus and wandering off, okay? So it increases your intensity. And quite frankly, another advantage of a framework, it creates success. You'll look back after your recruiting experience and you'll notice that the times that you stayed within this framework I'll be talking about, you were successful. And little successes along the way lead to the big success of an athletic scholarship. You need to have successes along the way, little ones, and the framework will help you do that. Another reason for a framework, why a framework? Well, it protects you from wasting time and wasting money. Yeah, you're in this to get a scholarship to get money. You don't want to waste money. So many families waste a lot of money and never really get there. So if you're going to spend money, we're going to make sure if you stay within the framework, you're going to be successful. Don't want to waste time. Don't want to waste money. Both of those are valuable. And another reason for a framework is it prevents failure. Quite frankly, it prevents failure. You won't fall off the edge. You won't quit. You won't do a lot of things that just are a waste. I mean, you'll do the right things rather than the wrong things in your recruiting effort because you have this framework. Now, so that answers the question, why a framework? So what is this thing? What is this thing? I mentioned it's got four sides. Imagine a picture frame and everything that you want to paint about your scholarship future and the story that you want to paint in there falls within this frame. When you get outside the frame, then bad things happen. So in this episode, I want to give you the framework, all right? In the next episodes, I'll go through each one of these sides of the frame and talk in more detail to bring clarity to it. So at the top frame is this. The top piece of the frame is vision and goals. Vision and goals. And it's at the top because you're shooting up. I mean, you want to achieve your athletic scholarship. You've got to have more than that as your goal. You got to have a clear vision. We'll talk about that when I deal with this area in detail, but you got to have vision. Vision inspires. Vision keeps you going when you get hit and you got to get back up. And as you step back and then you look up and you see what your vision is, that inspires you to keep going. You're going to need that as a family. You're going to run into some discouraging times. People are going to want to pull you down. Circumstances will pull you down. You're going to hear some things and see some things that will discourage you. Vision, a solid vision that you can look to, will get you back up. It'll inspire you. Goals as well, vision and goals as that top piece of the frame. Without goals, man, you're going to wander. So there are certain goals that you want to set when it comes to recruiting. Top piece of the frame, vision and goals. Let's go down to the bottom. So you're getting this, you're imagining this frame. Let's go down to the bottom. What's the bottom piece? That's talent. You can't get an athletic scholarship unless you've got talent good enough to compete at the next level. And next level, I don't necessarily mean it's going to be Division I at a top 20 school, top 20 program. It could be Division II, could be Division III, but will you compete at the next level? The fact that you got the talent to compete at the next level sets you apart from probably 90% of all the athletes in your class. When you get to college and you're competing in a sport, you're set apart just because you have the talent to get to the next level. And that's what I'm talking about. So you got the talent to get to the next level. I have more things to say about talent. It's more than just your innate ability, but there are things that you can do to make that more solid. And as you grow as an athlete, your talent will increase. And we're going to talk about things like that. I put talent as the bottom piece of this frame. If you don't have talent, then this scholarship, I guess, is just going to leak out the bottom of the frame. Just picture it that way as well. Talent holds it up. Talent holds up the picture of recruiting the athletic scholarship picture. So you got the top, vision and goals. You're shooting for vision, shooting for goals. You have vision. It keeps you inspired. Goals are something tangible. And then at the bottom, the foundation of this is talent. Got to have talent. You can't get around that. You can do all the recruiting steps, but if you don't have talent, coaches are going to see through that. You won't get a scholarship. So keep that in mind. But you don't have to be the best on your team or the county or the state. You don't have to be the best. The question is, can you compete at the next level? So let's take a look at the left and right sides of this frame. And I like to look at these almost as lanes, where you got to run inside these lanes in order to stay in the picture. All right? So on the left side is a plan of action. A plan of action. You've got to have a plan of action or you are going to wander. And I'll give you more details on how to create that plan. In fact, in a moment, I'm going to share something with you that will give you something to apply right away regarding a plan. So let me get to that in a moment. But you got to have a plan of action. That's the left side of this frame. On the right side of this frame are values. What are those things that you believe and live by that you will not compromise, that you will not go outside, you will not wander away from those things? These define you as an athlete or as a parent, as a family. What are those values? You know, you can have a vision and goals. You can have talent. You can even have a plan. But if you violate your values, that just, you may get what you want, but you know you didn't get there the way you wanted to. You were not true to yourself. You're not true to your standards. You're not true to your character. So values are really important. You need to stay inside the line on those values. And we'll talk about how to better define those, because I guarantee you, you will be tempted to compromise those values. You'll be challenged on that. It'll happen. May have happened already. So values is really important. So left side is a plan of action, and the right side is values. Let's go to that plan of action, because I don't want to give you an action to take regarding a plan. What I'd like you to do, and it's great that this is December, you can get this set out, get one sheet. I want you to put 12 boxes on there, 3 across, 4 down, 12 boxes. And then I want you to label them left to right. We're going to start January to March on the first 3, next line, April to June on the way down, all the way to December. You got 12 boxes. That's 12 months of the year 2020. And what you're going to do with this is you're going to put your key activities that you're looking to accomplish in these boxes as best as you know them now. Do this in the next couple days. Things like campus visits, when are you going to do those? When are you going to, if you haven't contacted coaches yet with your intro packet, when are you going to send that? Is that January? Are there camps coming up that you need to put on your calendar? Are there months that you want to concentrate on making phone calls to coaches? When are the SATs and ACT tests? Put those on your calendar. All these things that you can look at right now, as you take a look at the whole year, what are the key activities that you need to take on in each of these months? And don't worry about filling in all the months and all the details. The idea is to start thinking this way. Start thinking ahead to 2020. And when we come back over the next few weeks, this is going to become more clear for you. You got to have a calendar. Got to have a calendar, an annual calendar. Take a sheet out, 12 boxes on it, and that's your calendar for the upcoming year. You might be thinking 2 years ahead, and that's fine too. Make 2 sheets of these and then fill in this year and next year of what your calendar is going to look like. I urge you to do that. That's one thing you can do in order to get your plan of action going. If you've got it on the calendar, then you've got to build action around it to accomplish those things. I'm pretty excited about this. The recruiting framework. This is really cool. This will give you the definition that you need in order to get that athletic scholarship. It keeps you inside the court. It keeps you on track, makes you accountable, forces you to focus. There's no wandering. It increases your intensity. I'm getting intense just talking about it. Creates success, protects you from wasting time and money. It prevents failure. This is the value of getting a recruiting framework and putting it on paper. We'll be talking about that in upcoming weeks. We're not going to coast in December. No reruns. I got all fresh podcast episodes for you during this month of December. So that's it. If you have any questions, email me, john@recruitme.com. And you can go to recruitme.com/system to pick up Recruitme 3.0. And don't forget my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, might be good to have as you set your sights for the year ahead. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.